5 AMT. All stations, please stand by.
Skywarn.net.
Good evening. This is KC5 AMT. I'm going to serve as net control station for tonight's Skywarn.net. We're not currently under any watches. However, just to our west in Wise County, they are under a severe thunderstorm watch, and that cell is about to enter the western side of the county, probably near Justin, Ponder, Crum area. So if anyone's in that area and would like to make a report now, please come now with your call sign.
This is KI5LOV checking in.
KD7CAO for Denton County.
KD7CAO from Net Control.
Hey, Joey.
Could I get you to send out an Everbridge page to the Skywarn group?
Affirmative. KD7CAO.
Thank you, sir. KC5 AMT.
Whiskey 5, Mike Charlie in the
Whiskey 5, Mike Charlie Uniform, go ahead.
I just had a notice from the National Weather Service that we are under a tornado watch until 2 a.m.
Copy that. Yes, we are under a tornado watch, but we're not under any warnings at this time. KC5 AMT.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
This is KI5 LOV in net control.
And KI5 LOV, go ahead.
I'm in front, Do you have any reporting
questions? And that last transmission had almost no audio to it. You might try again.
I'm in Crum, Texas, just asking for some reporting criteria.
Okay, we can go ahead and set reporting criteria. Winds greater than 40 miles an hour, any size hail. Let's just use that for the criteria right now. Winds over 40 and any size hail. This is KC5 AMT, net control for Denton County Skywarn. We're kind of going to have two areas of concern. The first one is going to be up in the Crum, Ponder, Justin area for a cell that's coming out of Wise County. And the second area of concern looks like it's going to be down around Trophy Club, Texas Motor Speedway along I-35W. And that storm is coming out of Parker and then into Tarrant County. So those are the two areas of concern at this time. However, it does appear that both storms will traverse the county. The northern storm probably clipping the northern part of Denton and going on up towards Sanger. And the second storm looks like it's probably going to go between the two I-35s, going through the southern part of Denton, probably clipping Corinth and that area there. So those are the two areas of concern at this time. KC5 AMT.
KF5JLV to net.
Station calling, go with your call sign again.
WF5JLV to net.
WF5JLV, go ahead.
Yeah, Kelly, we're hearing Trophy Club. I didn't know if you needed anything extra. We are watching what's about to hit us here.
Nothing extra at this time. Just keep your eyes off to the southwest, and it should be to you shortly. KC5 AMT.
WF5JLB.
Hey, VMM Victor monitoring.
85 AMT station calling. Go with your call sign and go ahead and give me your location, please.
That's KE5MM Victor.
Oh, copy. KE5MM Victor. What's your location?
City of Denton, Texas.
Copy that. Thanks for your check-in. KC5 AMT.
KC5 EMT. Copy that. Alum City Emerson, the Cowboy game.
All right, we've got a Skywarn net going on, so you'll just need to hold your traffic for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. KE5, MM Victor, we're clear. Appreciate it. And sorry, FCC. KE5, MM Victor's clear.
That's okay. You're more than welcome to participate in the Skywarn net, but we're going to hold the discussions about games for later on. This is KC5 AMT.
Kilo Delta 5, Juliet Oscar Yankee.
KD5 JOY, go ahead.
And I'm currently in the city of Justin proper. Where would it be more beneficial for me to go? Which direction?
For right now, I think if you just look up to your north and west, you'll probably be able to see it. But if you want to move up towards Ponder, maybe that would be good.
Receive KD5JOY route.
This is KC5 AMT, net control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Skywarn. Just to let everyone know, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Denton County, starting at 7:36 and going until 8:30 p.m. tonight. So the severe thunderstorm warning has been issued by the National Weather Service. Minimum recording criteria at this time is going to be winds greater than 40 miles an hour and any hail. This is KC5 AMT, net control for the Denton County Skywarn net. Does anyone have any reports meeting minimum recording criteria, winds greater than 40, or any hail? Looks like our primary areas of concern are just to the west of Crum, southwest of Sanger, and that should be all that might be in the county at this point.
KD7CAO, net control.
KD7CAO, go ahead.
Be advised, we're getting reports from Wise County Emergency Management that there is ping pong ball sized hail in the Greenwood Slidell area out near Marion.
Copy that. That's going to be that storm. It's now probably just west of Sanger. So if we've got anyone out there, Sanger, Bolivar area, go ahead and come now with a report. Be aware that there's hail in your area.
75MCU.
W5MCU, go ahead.
I'm about 2 miles west of Bolivar, about 5 miles west of Sanger. We have pea-sized hail.
Copy that. You have pea-sized hail, so roughly a quarter of an inch or so.
A little less than that.
Copy that. Thank you for your report. Okay, the storm that was up in the northern section of the county, up by, came through Ponder, Sanger, Bolivar, Crum area, that has cleared the county. It's now gone off into Cook County. And the storm that was in the southern portion of the county that I was waiting on has kind of made a more easterly turn. It stayed generally south of the county, but we'll still keep that in mind and stay on task for that. So those of you in the northern part of the county, if you want to relax a little bit, you're welcome to do so. This is KC5 AMT, net control for Denton County Skywarn.
Is it storming?
This is KC5 AMT, net control for the Denton County Skywarn Net. For everyone's information, the National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the southern portion of the county tonight. So if you'll stand by, I'll get some additional details on that and get back to you. But it looks like it basically southwest corner of the county to the...
Okay, about JFW.
So that's going to include Trophy Club, Roanoke, Flower Mound, Louisville, The Colony. Looks like that's as far north as it goes. So this is...
KE5JFW.
All stations stand by for net control.
What a jerk.
This is KC5 AMT, net control for Denton County.
KF5 OMD, stationary in Trophy Club.
KF5 OMD, thank you. Okay, stations in the southern part of the county. Here's what the National Weather Service is saying. Tornado watch remains in effect. Severe thunderstorm warning. They're expecting radar indicated quarter size hail. Damage to vehicles is possible. Moving at a rate of about 20 miles an hour. So that's what we're looking for. Is hail is the primary threat from this storm that's in the southern, that's entering the southern portion of the county now. This is KC5 AMT, net control for Denton County Skywarn.
JOY.
KD5, JOY, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm in Ponder. I think I'm going to head south and get back down to the south side of Justin.
Okay, copy that. It looks like it's going to miss Justin also, but yeah, I understand. Anyone that wants to move back towards the south is welcome to do so. There doesn't appear to be any more activity in the northern half of the county. KC5 AMT.
Weather Service.
National Weather Service, go ahead.
KC5 QLD, Weather Service, just to let you know I'm on frequency now.
Okay, copy that. Thank you very much. KC5 AMT, net control for Denton County Skywarn. KC5 AMT, net control for Denton County Skywarn. So the station's down around Trophy Club, Roanoke area. If you want to look to the south, down towards Keller, that's where the bulk of that storm is right now. So you'll be able to see some of it. Of course, that vantage point may not be the best vantage point to see the storm, but that's the storm that's heading this way. So keep an eye out. KC5 AMT. Stations in southern and eastern Louisville, there's a little piece of the storm that's kind of gotten out ahead of the main body of the storm. If you recognize anything down there, I'd say south of Highway 121 business, going out towards the Colony area, keep your eyes open for stuff right there. This is KC5 AMT.
WF5JLB.
I copy WF5JLB.
Trophy Club has a little bit of graveled size hail. Nothing serious at this point. I think Keller's getting larger stuff just south of here.
Copy that. You said gravel size hail, so I'm assuming that's less than like a half an inch or so.
Correct. Pea size may be the correct term.
me that. That's better. KC5 AMT, thank you for your report.
Wait.
KN6 WE.
Copy. KN6 WE, go ahead.
Yes, we have P-size hail in Trophy Club.
All right, copy that. You have P-size hail in Trophy Club. KC5 AMT.
KC5 MPX.
KC5 MPX, go ahead.
Hey, Kelly, I'm just checking in with you. I'm down here just south of the mall. I'm going to head over here by Railroad Park for just a little bit. It's kind of calm down here, but nothing meets reporting criteria. Just wanted to check in. I'm with KC5, or K5BZ right now, so if you find us on APRS.
Copy that. I found you on APRS. All right, thank you. KC5 AMT.
KC5 EIB, hail report.
KC5 EIB, go ahead.
Yeah, getting intermittent P-size, maybe a little bit larger hail, approximately 4 miles east of I-35W on FM-3040.
I copy that. P-size hail, 4 miles east of 35W on FM-3040.
KC5 AMT, AE5EZ.
AE5EZ, go ahead.
We're starting to get P-size hail about 2 miles south of Martinville, about a mile south of 1171 in Fire Mound now.
Copy that. P-size hail in Flower Mound. You said 2 miles south of 1171.
Check that at 2 miles south of Martinville, 1 mile south of 1171.
Copy that. Thank you. KC5 AMT.
K5YE report.
K5YE, go ahead.
I report half-inch hail in North East Trophy Club.
I copied that. Half-inch hail in Trophy Club. KC5 AMT. Okay, stations in Flower Mound and Louisville. It looks like the cell is starting to get over our cities and heading towards Highland Village and the Colony. If anyone has anything to report, please, winds greater than 40 miles an hour and any size hail. KC5 AMT.
K5 AX portable.
AX station, go ahead with your report.
Alpha 5 Alpha X-ray, South Flower Mound, Simmons Road, and Flower Mound Road. P-size to nickel size hail.
I copy that. You're in Southern Flower Mound along Flower Mound Road, and I didn't catch the cross street. You said P to nickel size hail.
Correct, and the crossroad was Simmons, Sierra, India, Mike, Mike, Oscar, November, Sierra.
And copy that. So that's going to be FM 3040, probably about 6 miles west of I-35E, KC5 AMT.
Kelly's on Flower Mound Road, about a mile west of FM 2499, if that'll help you any.
3499 on FM 3040. Thank you. KC5 AMT.
KC5 AMT.
Okay, this is KC5 AMT, net control for Denton County Skywarn. Minimum reporting criteria is winds greater than 40 miles an hour and any size hail. This is KC5 AMT.
W5SQP.
This is KG5QYC in the county, and we have winds going over 40 miles an hour.
The station in the colony, go ahead and give me your call sign again.
This is Kilo Golf 5, Quebec, Yankee Charlie. This is Dan in the colony.
Okay, copy that, and you have winds greater than 40 miles an hour.
That is correct.
K5CRZ.
KE5CRZ, go ahead.
Kelly, we are getting PC-sized hail at our location. We are at Morris and 407. Once again, Morris Road and 407 and Flower Mound.
I received that PC-sized hail at FM 407, probably about a mile and a half west of I-35E. KC-5 AMT.
Keep the Foxtrot 5, Sierra Alpha Whiskey.
Alpha Whiskey, go ahead.
I'm beaconing on APRS on the south side of Lewisville, so we've got a pea-sized hail.
And copy that. You down there around FM 3040 and Highway 121?
That's a roger.
And copy that. KC5 AMT.
This is Kilo India 5, Foxtrot Victor Lima, to net control.
KI5, FVL, go ahead.
Sir, we are having pea-sized hail here in the city of Lake Dallas at Shady Shores and Pembroke, which is right over there by the water tower.
Okay, where is that in relation to the intersection of 2181 and I-35E?
I'm not sure where the 2181 is right now, but I know that we are less than a mile from I-35.
Okay, copy. T-size hail in Shady Shore about 1 mile east of I-35E. K5EZ, go ahead.
Yeah, we're on the corner of Corporate and Lake Point, and we're seeing pea-sized hail.
Copy that. I've got you near I-35E. Probably about a mile north of State Highway 121. KC5 AMT.
KI5 FDL, is net control.
KI5 FDL, go ahead.
The better crossery would be 35 and Swisher.
Copy, I-35, and what was the second?
Swisher Road.
Okay, copy that. 2181. Thank you. KC5 AMT. Okay, stations in the Colony and Little Elm and the northern half of Carrollton. The storm is making its way into your area. So following the hail reports that we've received so far, if it's all holding together, you guys should start getting the hail, relatively soon. So feel free. Our minimum recording criteria is 40 mile an hour winds or greater, and any size hail. KC5 AMT.
KC5 Whiskey Victor Tango.
KG5 WVT, go ahead.
I'm stationary in my home QTH. I'm just north of El Dorado and just west of 423.
Okay, copy that. And do you have any anything to report at this time?
No report just yet. I think it's just starting up our way, though. I just want to let you know I was here. KG5 Whiskey Victor Tango.
Copy that. Thanks. KC5 AMT.
KE5 GDB.
KE5 GDB. Go ahead.
Hey, so please copy P to dime on the 35E. That one sounded like a nickel. The 35E, Sam Rayburn overpass.
Copy that. I-35E at the Sam Rayburn, feed a nickel size hail.
KG5 LOC to net control.
Station calling, you were a little bit muffled. Go again with your call sign.
Kilo Golf 5, Mike, Oscar, Charlie, reporting in penny to nickel size hail at 121 and I-30. I am also on APRS.
Copy that, thanks. P to nickel at State Highway 121 and I-35E. Okay, I'm going to let some of these stations start clearing up. So I'm going to say anyone west of I-35 and north of 380. So anyone that's west of I-35 can go ahead and start heading towards your homes. Anyone that's north of US 380, you guys can start heading towards your home QTH. Stations around the Colony and Little Elm area, we'll stick around for a little bit longer and let this clear the county. This is KC5 AMT, net control for Denton County Skywarn.
Net control, this is KF5 Billy J.
KF5 LDJ, go ahead.
1 mile north of the Colony, just be advised, we did lose power for a brief moment there. KF5 LDJ, back to that.
Copy that. 1 mile north of the Colony, you guys did lose power for a period of time. KC5 AMT.
Service.
National Weather Service, go ahead, please.
PV5 KLD Weather Service, just let you know they're going to issue a tornado warning for northern Dallas County around Farmers Branch area.
Okay, copy that. Thanks. KC5 AMT.
Kilo Golf 5, Mike Oscar Charlie, to net control.
KG5 MOC, go ahead.
Yeah, you might want to notify someone about some construction debris that's been blown out into the far left hand lane eastbound on 121 near the exit at Hebron Parkway. Didn't see it until I was almost up on it, and almost hit it in the far left lane.
Okay, you were breaking up real bad, but I copied State Highway 121, the toll road, and Hebron Parkway area.
That is correct. Hebron Parkway, 121 toll road. Construction debris in the far left lane. Almost dead. It's hard to see.
Okay, copy that. Thank you for that report. KG7 CAO from Net Control.
Romeo, go ahead.
Do you have any contacts with TxDOT that might be able to address that issue of construction debris on the highway at State Highway 121, Sam Rayburn Tollway, and Hebron Parkway?
Yeah, I can send in an email.
Received. Copy that. Thank you. KC5 AMT. Microphone is and not sit on it. KC5 AMT. National Weather Service from Denton County.
WB5 KLD Weather Service.
Good evening. It appears that everything has left our county. I wanted to see if there was any reason why you felt we should keep our net active at this time.
Give me a second to check with a forecaster and I agree with what you're saying based on radar, but let me check with them. Weather Service.
Weather Service, go ahead.
WB5KLD, you can secure. Thank you for being there.
Copy that. Thank you for being there. KC5 AMT. All right, all stations. We're going to go ahead and start wrapping this up. If anyone has anything that they need to report at this time, go ahead and come now. If there's any damages or anything that you witness as you traverse back to your home QTH, please go ahead and feel free to report that. But we'll go ahead and stand down the net. Effective 9:13 p.m. This is KC5 AMT, and I'm going to go ahead and return the net to its normal operation. KC5 AMT.
Do that, Kelly. KC5 MPX.
Thanks, Lynn. Have a good night. Drive safe. KC5 AMT.
Good job, Kelly. KC0 Wells been with you for the last hour. Nothing to report. Have a great night.
Thanks for being there, John. We appreciate it. KC5 AMT.
Return to normal operation.
KG5MOC to all our storm spotters out there. Great net tonight. KG5MOC, Robert, we are clear and secure. Good night, everybody.
Attention. Severe thunderstorm. Warning.
The National Weather Service in Fort Worth has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Wise County in north central Texas, southern Denton County in north central Texas, Parker County in north central Texas, northern Tarrant County in north central Texas, until 12:45 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 11:40 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a line of severe thunderstorms was located from near Denton to Mineral Wells, moving east at 40 miles per hour. A 75 miles per hour wind gust was reported at Mineral Wells Airport in the last few minutes. Hazard, 70 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expects considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Locations impacted include Fort Worth, Arlington, Denton, Louisville, Flower Mound, Euless, Bedford, Grapevine, Halton City, Keller, Hearst, The Colony, Southlake, Weatherford, Watonga, Colleyville, Benbrook, Corinth, Saginaw, and Mineral Wells. A tornado watch remains in effect until 2 a.m. Central Daylight Time for north central Texas. head inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows.
YJ Mobile.
KC5AMT.
KC5AMT, this is KC5RYJ. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good this evening. How are you?
Severe thunderstorm. Warning.
Just sitting here in Decatur watching the light show and gotta keep an eye on the weather.
Okay, well that sounds good. We're not gonna fire up a net right now. We're just gonna go ahead and see what this one does as it passes through. But I'll be here monitoring if anyone has anything.
I'm currently at FM 51 in Highway 380 in Decatur right now, so if I see anything this way, I'll holler out. We're getting a little bit of wind and some rain and a lot of lightning, but that's all I've seen so far this round.
Okay, 85, yeah, I'm out from National Weather Service, so we're just going to sit back and watch this one. If it gets real hairy, we'll fire up a net. Otherwise, we're just going to go ahead and watch it flow through, but like I said, we'll be here listening in case anyone has anything. KC5AMT.
5RYJ monitoring.
KG5 MOC, currently on HT, monitoring. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, how are you tonight?
Well, after driving around earlier tonight, I'm pretty happy to be back here in Paloma Creek, but I've been watching this thing as you are, and keeping an eye on things from this time. Looks like it's going to be a long night down in Dallas for those people.
I agree. I feel for them. I really do. I feel for them. I hate that they've got to go through that, but they've got some good folks down there that will get them taken care of, so they haven't called out requesting any kind of assistance, so I imagine they've got it under control.
So far, I mean, other than the, you know, the damage that they're putting out on the, you know, right now on TV, it looks like you know, it's just going to be a big, huge cleanup job down there for everybody. And I know it's going to be a mess trying to get anywhere in Dallas tomorrow and probably Tuesday, too, during rush hour. I do not want to go anywhere near that mess for sure, but I sure will be at some point.
Probably. All right. Well, let's go ahead and keep the frequency clear just in case anyone does have anything. Really, this is a line going from the very southeast tip of the county right through the middle up to the southwest corner of the county going right up through the middle to the northeast part. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on it.
We're here. We're monitoring. If you need us, just shout. KG5 from UC. Wait.
Severe thunderstorm. Warning.
W5NGU.
This is Kelly, KC5AMT, and we're not going to call up a formal net, but if anyone has anything that they need to report, go ahead and let us know. We're looking for anything. National Weather Service is saying winds up to 70 miles an hour, so if we start getting anything above, say, 40 or 50 miles an hour, please go ahead and let us know. KC5AMT.
WB5KLD, Weather Service.
WB5QLD, go ahead.
You know, I'm the only one left at the radio desk, and I've got trying to monitor five frequencies, so I'll be skipping around back and forth, so let you know if you're seeing anything in your county at all right now.
We don't have any reports in the county. We haven't called up a formal net. We can do that if you need us to.
It's your call. This thing's potentially just was warned for high winds. Has 65 mile an hour wind gusts, penny size hail. And it goes until, can't find that, 12:45. If you got chat, you could put something in chat, but chat's been going up and down all night.
Okay, copy that. If we see anything, we'll get the word to you.
If I'm not listening to you, I may be on Current or Wise, but I've got five frequencies I'm trying to do on two dual band radios, so somebody loses out, and I'm skipping around a little bit trying to make sure I get everybody covered.
Tell you what, if you want to go ahead and monitor those others, if we run into something, I'll come over to Tarrant and talk to you there.
Works. WB5QLD, appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a good night. KC5 AMT.
Severe thunderstorm. Warning.
This is KC5 AMT monitoring. If anyone has any...
Severe thunderstorm. Warning.
KC5 AMT, KE5 GDB.
KE5 GDB, go ahead.
So I thought this one was going to be a dud, but you should definitely check out the Velocity products on TDFW and TDAO. It should be headed your way. Just keep that in mind. And I'm seeing stuff. It's radar indicated, but in the 70s. 70s, you know, right in Double Oak and Copper Canyon right now.
Looking at TDFW just a minute ago, and yeah, it's got high winds. Yeah, they just hit my place. So we've got the high winds, but that's all I'm seeing on this.
Roger that. Yeah, I was convinced it was going to be even more of a dud than this, but lo and behold, it put out just a little bit.
Well, I got the same highway as you did, probably about the same time, KC5 AMT.
Okay, yeah, it's the gust front's just going through Louisville and heading towards the colony now, so I think we're going to get this high wind for just a little bit. Then it'll die out. The rain itself looks like it's dissipating.
I've got a car in the garage, and my truck and I are sitting underneath a bank overhang, so we'll ride it out. I'll be here with you.
It sure is interesting here in Krugerville, KD7CAO.
What are you getting up there? You just getting the high winds as well?
Yeah, pretty high winds. I haven't really looked outside, but it sounds like I've got some hail too, just small stuff, nothing. I wouldn't even say pea size at this point.
Okay, I can go ahead and send that report into National Weather Service.
Attention, severe thunderstorm, warning.
The National Weather Service in Fort Worth has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Rockwall County. County in north central Texas, western Hunt County in north central Texas, southeastern Denton County in north central Texas, east central Tarrant County in north central Texas, Collin County in north central Texas, northern Dallas County in north central Texas, until 1:15 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 12:05 a.m. Central Daylight Time, a line of severe thunderstorms extends from Denton to Fort Worth, moving east at 50 miles per hour. A 61 miles per hour wind gust was reported at Denton Airport. Hazard, 65 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, Plano, Garland, Irving, Grand Prairie, Mesquite, McKinney, Carrollton, Frisco, Richardson, Louisville, Allen, Rowlett, Euless, Bedford, Grapevine, Wiley, and Coppell. A tornado watch remains in effect until 2 a.m. Central Daylight Time for North Central Texas. For your protection, get inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows.
AMT, all stations, please stand by. We're going to go ahead and open up a formal net.
Skywarn net.
KF5LDJ from KC5AMT. KC5AMT calling Skywarnnet into activity. The main concern with the storms this evening, or this morning, the National Weather Service is anticipating winds 70 miles an hour, so we'd like to go ahead and set minimum reporting criteria at any winds greater than 50 miles an hour. We'd also like to go ahead and any reports of hail. That's the primary threats that we're facing on this one. This is KC5AMT. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Denton County. It covers the southern two-thirds of the county. It goes up north of US 380, just north of the North Loop 288. Anyone with any winds or damage that needs to be reported at this time, come down with your call sign. EIB, go ahead.
Yes, yep. FM 2499, FM 3040 interchange. Winds are at or close to 50 miles an hour.
Copy that. FM 2499 at FM 3040. Winds are at or near 50 miles an hour. KC5AMT. KF5LDJ from Net Control.
Net Control, this is KF5LDJ.
Hey, have you got your Skywarn log up on your repeat, on your...
Give me one moment, I'll get it up for you.
Okay, well, you can do that, or if you want to, can you go over to the Tarrant County frequency and contact National Weather Service and give them that hail report, FM 3040 and Highway 121 business, nickel size hail.
FM 3040 and what again, I'm sorry.
FM 3040 and State Highway 121 business, nickel size hail.
Copy that, KF5LDJ.
Thank you, sir. KC5AMT, net control for the Denton County Skywarn net.
KC5MPX.
KC5MPX, go ahead.
I've got Sales, off of Fox, just probably about a mile west of 35.
Okay, copy that. KC5 AMT.
Weather service.
Denton County Net Control, go ahead.
KC5 AMT. I heard you had some nickel-sized hail. What was that, and what kind of winds have you had?
I didn't get a wind estimate at that particular location, but I would say we've got 60-mile-an-hour winds nearby. The nickel-sized hail was at FM 3040 and State Highway 121 business. We also received a report of dime-sized hail at about a mile west of I-35E, just south of FM 1171.
Okay, where do you think the 60-mile-an-hour wind is?
That wind hit about 6 minutes ago.
Where was it?
We're breaking up. What were you asking?
Location of the 60.
The location of the 60 was I-35E at FM 407.
I think he's pretty good at WB5 KLD.
So would you like us to continue reporting on this frequency, or do you need us to drop over to Tarrant still?
I'm listening to you right now. I'm here in one county, so I'm trying to listen to you. Tarrant is the most busy, but I may have to run down and work for Colin because I think they're fixing the issue of short tornado warning for Colin.
Okay, copy that. KC5 AMT. KF5 SAW from Net Control.
This is KF5 SAW. Go ahead.
Has your hail subsided down at that location?
That's a roger.
Receive. KC5 MPX, same traffic. KC5 MPX, Lynn from Net Control. This is KC5 AMT Net Control for the Denton County Skywarn Net. Does anyone have anything that they need to report? Winds greater than 50 miles an hour? Any hail reports or damage reports that they'd like to make at this time? KC5 AMT. This is KC5 AMT Net Control for the Denton County Skywarn Net. We're getting ready to go ahead and start winding this down. But before we do, does anyone have anything that they wish to report? Any winds greater than 40 or 50 miles an hour? Any hail reports remaining? Or any damage or debris that they wish to report at this time? Come now with your call sign. Okay, that being heard, I will tell you that it looks like everything to the north and west of the county is clear, or in the county is clear. There's just a little rain still down near the colony. So if anyone has anything else they wish to add, please come now with your call sign. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and get this thing started to shut down.
Kelly, I think we survived another one. KC5 AMT.
I think you are right, and I'm grateful for that. So, all right, everyone, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close the net at 12:57 a.m., and I will be more than happy to see everyone bright and early tomorrow morning around 5:30 or 6 if I decide to wake up.
You are a machine. Thank you so much. This is KF5LDJ.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night and get some rest. We'll talk to you later. KC5AMT, I'm going to go ahead and close the net at this time. All stations, please stand by.
Thank you, Kelly. KD7CO clear.
This repeater is returned to normal operation.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Have a good night. We'll talk to you soon. This is KC5AMT. I'm going to be clear unless someone wants me to stick around on the air just to make sure y'all get home in one piece.
KC5AMT, KF5LDJ. Clear. Thank you. KC5EIB.
And KC5EIB, thanks a lot. You have a good night and drive safe. KF5LDJ, Michael, go ahead.
KF5LDJ. It's an interesting tidbit I thought I'd share. My old high school, my alma mater, is closed tomorrow due to damage at the school. This amazes me. All these storms I've always gone through to see when it affects somebody's lives like that, or a school has to shut down or cancel classes. The ISD has got multiple schools that they had to close for tomorrow morning. So just my thoughts were down there. I just thought I'd share that with you. This is KF5LDJ.
W5NGU.
Yeah, I was watching the City of Dallas Fire Department. They have a live activity or active incidents is the name of the website. But it's a city website. And the calls that were going out, and I was listening to the fire department on Broadcastify, and it was pretty amazing the things that they were dealing with. They were talking about blocks and blocks going door to door to check on people because of the amount of damage.
That's the neighborhood I grew up at. I grew up just southwest of Royal Webb Chapel, north of Walnut Hill there. And Thomas Jefferson was my high school, so Salt Cary Middle School and several elementary schools in the area. There was Frog Bank and Walnut Hill. They had damage. I think one firehouse got destroyed. So if I read that correctly, it's amazing and terrifying at the same time.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, the firehouse over there by where I grew up, I saw them going out on several calls over in that area where you're talking about. They weren't down in my old neighborhood. But yeah, it's not something I would look forward to having to deal with in our area, but we know that it could happen any time.
I'm going to go back to bed here. With the sleep pill do its work here. But, Kelly, I appreciate you and Eric and Andrew and everybody that's gone out there for Skywarn. You don't know how important it is that we have these nets and that we support the Weather Service, because it really does make it a safer community. And I just want to say thank you to everyone on the air. This is KF5LDJ, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Michael, well, have a good morning, get some rest, and be ready for work tomorrow. We'll talk to you soon. Take care of yourself, and thank you very much. KF5LDJ, this is KC5AMT.